This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, spelunking in Arkansas. It's part of our Vacations Close to Home series. But first,
a political bombshell today from former Senator and Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards. He's admitting that he was involved in an extramarital affair. The story was first reported by the National Enquirer last fall. It's been on the internet since then. But the senator has denied it vehemently until now. The cancer illness of his wife, Elizabeth, colors both the story and the public reaction to it. NPR senior editor Ron Elving is with us. Ron, what details can you add here?
Alex, we know at this point that ABC News is planning to air a segment of Nightline later tonight on which John Edwards is going to admit to having had an extramarital affair with the woman in question. And her name is Riel Hunter. She is a Californian and a videographer who had done some work for his campaign some while back. He will say that that affair ended before it would have been possible for him to have fathered the child to whom she gave birth last February. That child was born in California and was listed on its birth certificate with no designated father. As you say, National Enquirer has reported this in the past. They have also tried to check out the story of a John Edwards staff member who claims to have actually been the father of this child, but his name has not been listed on the birth certificate either.
So why is John Edwards coming out and saying this now after denying this for months and months and months?
Just a few weeks ago, National Enquirer, which has been pursuing the story in the interim months, cornered him in a hotel in Santa Barbara, California, and used that to essentially reopen the story. They found him in this hotel. They told him they knew that Riel Hunter was there, that the baby was there, and they thought that he had come to see them both, and they wanted a statement. He wouldn't give them one. They basically had a chase around the hotel, and the newspaper reported this, and some other news organizations have confirmed that some sort of confrontation did take place between the former senator and the reporters for National Enquirer. This has been one of those stories that didn't ever really quite totally surface in the mainstream media. John Edwards is no longer a public official, no longer a candidate for anything, and has made no public statement before today. But it will, of course, be all over the mainstream media now that he has chosen to give his version of the story to ABC News.
I think there was a debate in the media about whether to cover this or not. But in fact, hasn't John Edwards been someone who Senator Obama might consider as a running mate or perhaps as a cabinet member? You wonder what kind of future is left for him.
I don't think there could be much future left for him, certainly not with respect to being on the ticket. But then that was probably never really in the cards. He did make an endorsement late in the primary season of Barack Obama at a time when it might have helped Hillary Clinton had he gone the other way. And that was seen as a big boost for Obama. But there's never been any particular emphasis on John Edwards as a shortlist person for the vice presidency. He might well have looked to a potential position on the cabinet level, but that would seem rather unlikely too at this point. Whoever is the father of this baby, and that'll have to be established at some other point, he has for a very long time been denying this affair, and now he says that in fact it did take place.
As you say, it has been perking along here, especially on the blogosphere, led, I'll note, by Mickey Kouse, a political writer at with our friends at Slate.com. But now, suddenly, he's decided, okay, I'll go ahead and say that, yes, this is true. Just what about that timing? Do you know if Democrats have been pushing him to go ahead with this?
I would suspect that his friends have been telling him for some while that if there is truth in these allegations, whether he is the father or not, if he has had an affair with this woman in the past and would have to be one of the people at least considered as a potential father of the child, then the truth is going to have to out at some point or another, and that continuing to run from it and hide from it would be counterproductive for him and for the reputation of Democrats in general.
Is it a coincidence that Senator Obama has left, I think, late yesterday or today on vacation? He's going to be out of the picture. He perhaps doesn't need to say anything about this.
He had planned to be out of the picture the first week of the Olympics, and that's been part of the plan for a number of days, even weeks. This month, that's been the campaign's plan to go down for the first week of the Olympics. However, it may have played into the timing of John Edwards in deciding that he would finally make a clean breast of things tonight on ABC News, as opposed to some earlier evening when he knew that Barack Obama would be live on the campaign trail the next day.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving on the John Edwards story, confessing to an extramarital affair. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.